Part 5. Inside The Apprentice. The final episode of The Apprentice. The final episode of the first Apprentice series, filmed live at NBC in the Saturday Night Live studios, felt for me like a bit of homecoming. I'd spent a few days there just a couple of weeks before. I knew where the canteen was, I knew where the pretzels were, I knew the wardrobe people, and I knew my way around the set. Jeff Zucker, Bob and Suzanne Wright, and Daryl Hammond came to visit me, and we even had the same stage managers, Gina and Chris, so it seemed like the continuation of a great event. I also noticed that my photograph had joined the SNL greats on the Hall of Fame photo gallery that lines the walls as you walk to the set. I was ready for another new adventure. At 3 p.m., I had an interview with Pat O'Brien, then of Access Hollywood, followed by a conference with Mark Burnett to go over the live broadcast. Then we had a lighting rehearsal on the set where they had constructed a boardroom to emulate the one in Trump Tower. Carolyn Kepcher and George Ross joined me. I had my old dressing room from Saturday Night Live, and the 16 original Apprentice candidates had their dressing rooms one floor up. There was definitely a celebratory feel to the backstage area, a reunion for everyone of a truly great success. I wondered what property the winner would pick. After all, it's my business, literally, so I was trying to assess the outcome of both possibilities. I had a terrific guy running Trump National Golf Club at Palos Verdes, Mike Vandergoes, and I didn't want to lose him or put him into a different position. The tower in Chicago was more open to someone new coming in because it is still in development, so I was hoping the winner might pick Chicago. But I had two sincere offers out to the winner, and it would be his choice. I'd have to deal with whatever he dealt me. After the lighting rehearsal, I had another meeting in my dressing room with Mark Burnett and his producers Jay Beanstalk and Kevin Harris. We reviewed the impact of the show and how certain members have been perceived. Two of the contestants in particular had received a lot of attention. Omarosa seemed to emerge as a villain, while Troy emerged as the hero. Recently, someone asked me if I'd give Omarosa a job reference. My answer? I'd give her a good reference, for a soap opera. We also discussed how the group might interact during the live show, or whether we might encounter any difficulties. We tried not to leave ourselves too open to any possible blow-ups or problems, but a live show is always a bit of a gamble. I sent signed copies of my book, How to Get Rich, up to the 16 while they waited for the show to begin. George Steinbrenner called in to wish me well and said his entire family would be watching. George was behind the show before anyone else.